USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A second whistleblower has now spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has information that backs the original whistleblower's complaint about President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine, according to the lawyer for the two. Lawyer Mark Zaid told the Associated Press that the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, has not filed an official complaint with the Inspector General, but does have firsthand knowledge that supported the original whistleblower. The original filed a formal complaint with the Inspector General on August 12th that triggered the impeachment inquiry that is now being led by House Democrats. Astronauts have kicked off the first of five spacewalks to replace old batteries at the International Space Station. Christina Koch and Andrew Morgan had to remove a pair of old batteries and install new ones. These new lithium-ion batteries are so powerful that only one is needed for every two old ones, which are orbiting the original lab. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
A top union negotiator said bargainers are making progress on a contract that could end the 19-day strike against General Motors. United Auto Workers Vice President Terry Dittes said in a letter to local officials that talks have advanced on health care and a path for temporary workers to get full-time jobs. But he said wages, job security, skilled trade jobs, and pensions remain unsettled. Dittes said he'll keep working in an effort to reach a tentative agreement. About 49,000 UAW workers walked off their jobs on September 16th when contract talks slowed. The strike has shut down GM production in the U.S. and forced factories in Canada and Mexico to close. In a prisoner swap, an Australian-British blogger and her fiancé returned home after being freed from a three-month detention in Iran. Jolie King and Mark Firkin returned to Australia after all charges against them were dropped. At the same time, Iran state television reported that Iranian scientist Reza Debashi, who was detained for 13 months in Australia over purchasing a defense system for his country, had returned home. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another legendary jazz and rock star has passed on. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A post on Ginger Baker's Facebook page says he passed away peacefully on Sunday morning. He was born in 1939 and started playing the drums and working in jazz and blues style bands in the 1950s and was a founding member in 1966 with Eric Clapton of Cream. He later worked with Clapton and Steve Winwood in Blind Faith, later forming Ginger Baker's Air Force with Winwood. Baker was also an accomplished polo sportsman. Ginger Baker was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attorney generals representing half the states and lawyers for more than 500 local governments blasted the terms of Purdue Pharma's offer to settle thousands of lawsuits over the nation's opioid crisis in court filings that also said the company had funneled over $13 billion to its controlling family. Their legal filing said the tentative deal does not contain an admission of wrongdoing from the members of the Sackler family, who would not stop family members from future misconduct and wouldn't force them to repay money they pocketed from their illegal conduct. The documents say the members of the Sackler family made $12 to $13.5 billion from Purdue from profits made from the signature painkiller OxyContin. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.